Robert Downey Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the number one Down Syndrome podcast on the planet. The man in front of me has had many fights with many people with the Downs. Comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I'm the waterhead king.
Yes.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Uh-huh. Our friend here is Poseidon.
Yeah.
And we have Preach on the episode this week.
Who doesn't
have Down syndrome, but his head is four times bigger than someone with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Yo, my motorcycle helmet is a 5XL.
Yeah.
I didn't know either. When I shop for a helmet, they look at me like I have a
If you sent your mom to buy your helmet, they'd be like, is your son going to use this to eat soup with?
100%. 100%.
Your community doesn't abort, right? Jeez. That's what this is?
Big ass head.
I'm like, no, he's got a T-Rex.
Reason for the big head. Anyways.
Yo, Breachy, how you been?
How you guys been?
Good traveling.
I've been you in ages, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like,
I was in Europe.
Yeah,
and then before that, I was in Europe. And before, I was in Europe. Before that, I was in New York. Before that, I was in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, the last month, like, I've been with my girlfriend for a couple months. And she was like, we've been traveling a lot. I was like, not that much. We just did Florida, New York. We went to Jersey. We went to Switzerland. We went to Belgium. We went to France. We went to fucking... And then I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
That's a lot.
Never mind.
I've slept in my bed three times in the last 2 months.
I slept in his bed five times. Weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. It's like...
He's a good cuddler.
I was... I know, man. Yeah. It's that beard. Okay, it's crafty. I was like, you invited me to go to Cannes.
Yeah,
to Cannes. And I was pissed about that.
Oh, that would have been so fun.
Yeah. That would have been really fun. I wanted to go to Toronto. Couldn't.
Oh, Toronto. Oh, if we had you in Toronto, dude.
You would have seen the return of Burgo.
Oh, you would have seen
the return of the Mac.
Me and you are having this like a movie moment. So the first appearance of Burgo, I was in the audience live watching and being like, what is happening? And you would have had the same experience in Toronto. You would be like, what is happening?
Yeah. I got my cousin, her and her boyfriend. You met him, right? And you probably don't remember because it was a long ass time ago. But she always sends me like, she sees this shit live.
You know? Okay.
She's a fan of her man, and she's like, she sends me this. She's like, "Woo!" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she says, "Tu penses qu'il fait exprès? On est juste au début." She's like, "I'm like, no, he's not."
It was amazing though, because when he showed up, he was like, he was doing jokes and callbacks about the episode with you, and I was like. This is going to be amazing. He goes, look, you have to be able to make fun of yourself. You have to be, if you're not able to laugh at yourself, then what's the point? So I'm like, this is going to be awesome. The show starts, we make fun of him, and he's like, what? And
he got like shut down.
Super angry.
Yeah.
And then Vandellis was like, but do you have stories about like when you were living in Vancouver? What do you mean? No, but like, do you have like, did shit happen when you? What? No. Why would shit happen? We're like, dude, it was insane. It's a fucking podcast.
It was like pulling teeth. And then at one point, he's like, I feel like I'm on Two Drink Minimum. I feel like you guys are just attacking me. And we weren't trying to attack him. I wanted to hear because I'm sure he has. You know, how we have stories about just here, the open mic scene. You know, there's a lot of retarded people. I'm like, imagine different cities. This guy probably saw the craziest shit, and he didn't want to answer. He thought we were fucking with him.
I don't know, man. Google, shout outs to you, but yeah.
He's fun though. Like he's a let's go king.
Yeah.
Like
he's Rocky.
He's Rocky.
He gets fucking rattled, but he always fucking
he gets back up.
Yeah. You knock him down 10 times, this guy is up 12.
Yeah.
One time he fell by himself.
He also don't know how to count. But he fell down.
By himself, he fell down. So it wasn't my fault. I didn't knock him down, he just fell down. But it was wild doing that episode. The comedy bar was beautiful. But it was wild doing that episode there, thinking in my head, like you going in, I was like, this is gonna be so much fun. He's just gonna be winning the crowd over, it's gonna be good. And everything I was seeing was shutting him down. And then I got nervous, like, was it me? Am I being a dick?
Yeah.
But then him too, he just asked a question. He's like, hey, so you like baseball? He's like, oh, so now we're gonna make fun of baseball. Is that it?
And then
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the whole first 20 minutes is him shitting on Montreal and Quebec.
It was amazing.
Quebec is the worst.
The dump.
Quebecers are stupid and everything's horrible here. And then at the end, It's about how amazing Quebec is and how he's proud to be Quebecois, French Canadian. And so you're like,
he might be the best performer in Canada.
What just happened?
He knows how to take the crowd into the roller coaster. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. For real, though, like all of the subscribers on Patreon, best episode they've ever seen in their lives. And then when I'm going to put it out to everyone, I'm going to have to tell people, be nice. Like,
yeah.
Just don't fucking, just because he's going to get so much fucking hate.
But people might overdo the hate because a lot of the stuff that he was doing, yeah, he was shutting us down a bit, but we had fun with it. In the end, it's a memorable episode.
It's an amazing episode. It's one of, like, Anto, because with this tour, I have Anthony Hamelin that's directing it, who's directed a bunch of specials. So the quality of the shows are like fucking Netflix or Prime, or probably more Prime than Netflix.
Well, I think that...
All three of us had some good zingers, too.
Yeah.
We had a lot of bomb drops.
And he told me, he was like, this... He was like, he texted me yesterday. He was like, this is by far the best episode of the tour, and maybe even like one of the best episodes in the last 3 years.
So stupid.
And everyone that I know that's like a super fan of Suzuko texted me, and they were like, I've watched the episode 4 times. Like, people, because it's crazy.
But yeah, people really like that shit. Like, people are still talking to me about when I was with him, and it's like, yo, that episode. And I virtually didn't do anything in that episode because I couldn't talk.
Yeah, but me and you virtually had the same position.
I couldn't.
It was the same thing. He both saw you as bullies.
He was.
Yeah, and I was trying my best because I didn't want him to feel bullied.
Yeah, he was blocking me off, and he was like talking to. What you say to Mike? You say you know. Mm-hmm. Like I'm over here and making faces to the camera. Yeah. I couldn't talk.
Yeah. With the new one, he wasn't saying to say. He was just going, "Let's go." So whatever we'd say, we'd be like. Either he'd be shutting us down, or when he wasn't, we'd be like, hey, you were in Toronto, let's go Toronto. Okay, yeah. So how's Toronto? Let's go fucking Toronto. Toronto's the best.
He's the greatest performer in this country's history. But he couldn't perform because even the night before,
he was amazing.
Oh, and I even said it because, like, Leo, for example, had never seen him. And he's like, oh, this Sebastian Brookwood, he does it in English. Do you think he's going to do well? And me and Mike are like, he's going to get the biggest pops. He's going to murder.
This guy.
You know what I think?
When we had our show, the ethnic show, and he was on our show.
Murder.
Yo.
What ethnicity yells, let's go, every 3 seconds?
Hi.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up, though? I'm 80% sure he's going to have an amazing career in Toronto because of the show we did the night before the podcast. Because I was doing a place called The Great Hall, and it was a Pantelis, and Bogot was opening. Bogot was the first one on, and he was so good amazing. At doing, like, he was a warm-up guy. Like, not even a hype man. He was like a warm-up for a TV show. It felt like I was Steve Harvey doing Family Feud, and he was just fucking getting them pumped.
I know. This guy is incredible. And aside from the podcast,
the people from Live Nation that were there, they were like, this guy's fucking... insane, like but insane in a good way. They were like, he's insane. And then they were like, imagine if we put him on stage before a band.
Yeah.
And he'd fucking murder.
You could do a whole ass career on that. But even his jokes, like, I remember the back in the days with the NX show.
Let's go.
It feels weird to say that. Let's go. Like, this guy was on.
He was on, always.
Yeah.
Undeniable. Yeah. If you deny it, you're just lying.
Yeah.
Because I see him.
You got to respect the laugh.
Yeah, I consistently see him murder. Yeah. Not do well. Murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the podcast, it was just so weird.
Yeah, he's just not a good podcaster. That's what it is.
And what was fucked up too, like, he does a podcast. It's fucking bizarre. And then we get off stage, and he was like, that was amazing. We were so good. And I was like, you were horrible. You were horrible. That was horrible. And he was like, no, we had this fucking
chemistry.
Chemistry and a vibe and this complicity. And I was like, what? No, like, no. Like,
he doesn't know.
I was like, no.
And my cousin asked, is he doing it on purpose? And I'm like, nah, B. He does it. Shout outs to you, Nady.
Shout outs, Nady.
Yeah.
Nah, that's my
goal. But it was fun. Toronto was really, really, Toronto's really a very, fun.
I got to admit it, man. We're here on the podcast. We talk a lot of shit. Toronto's a real city.
Yeah.
Toronto is a real fucking
city. Because they have a baseball team. A real good city, and you're like, a real... It's a city.
It's a
city. No, it's just that Montreal is seems tiny compared to Toronto.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Montreal is the biggest small city.
Yeah.
Like, it's the Montreal biggest, is city. As big as you can get and remain a small city.
Correct. Yeah. Like, the best description.
Yeah.
Toronto is feels fucking huge.
Yeah.
And Toronto's not that much bigger. Like, Montreal, Greater Montreal is 4 million. Toronto's only, like, Greater Toronto's only 6.7. Which is only like 1.5 times, but it feels as big as New York or Chicago. And that
two millions more, it's like, it's 2 million less than lot. The whole fucking province.
It's true.
No, but like New Good York point. Is, Greater New York is 20 million,
mm-hmm.
and Toronto feels as big as New York.
Yeah.
Or it even feels bigger than New York. Because it's say so spread out.
I
wouldn't say bigger, though.
The funniest thing that happened was because Leo has never been out of a village, right?
Who?
Leo. He's a vlogger that started coming around.
He used to be Yan's kind of assistant. He's a vlogger.
And then
he's just following us. He's never been anywhere. Never been out
in the suburbs.
He lives at the Zestrand right now.
Right.
And he loves it because he's like, I have a dépanneur in my building. Mm-hmm. He's that type of kid. And he like, when we brought him to Moncton, he had never eaten Indian food, so first time he ate Indian food was in Moncton.
Where's the guy from?
And he's from Sherbrooke. And we brought him to a seafood restaurant, and he was like, seafood, is this like a sushi? And we were like, no, it's seafood. He was like, yeah, like sushi. They're like with fish and rice, and we're like, no. And
it's
he was
actual
like,
fish.
Isn't sushi seafood? And we were like, no. And he was
but technically seafood kinda, is in sushi.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
But we were trying to explain that to him, and then he didn't understand. And the funniest thing, we're in Toronto, and before the podcast, and we order Uber Eats, and Pantelis orders food for him and Leo, and he orders from a Greek place, and Leo films himself, and he goes, "I'm gonna, thanks to Pantelis, I'm gonna know about the Greek culture. I'm gonna finally eat Greek food. I've never eaten Greek food." I asked Pantelis, what did he order?
He's just got a souvlaki.
No, not even. He got French fries.
Oh yeah, sorry. He got
all
French
he
fries.
Had were French fries.
And then I gave him.
I was like, the Greeks is fatter.
I was like, how can you say I'm immersing myself in a new culture, and you've eaten fucking French fries?
Yeah. Then I gave him the pita.
Like, these are French fries and these are Greek French fries.
Yeah.
Like, they're thicker. Who?
Why make fun of my culture?
Yeah. Because I didn't immerse myself.
Yo, we just
myself.
Saying that the Greeks are thick.
Yo!
Greeks are thick. Yeah. Super thick.
Thick. You understand?
You gotta say it like that.
Are you going to Toronto at all? We're gonna talk as if it is, if you want. If I book my thing and we could go together, I have to book that. Dude, it's a beautiful room.
Not now. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do that later.
Such a good room, dude.
We're gonna do Canada later. We're gonna probably finish the tour in Canada.
That makes sense for you.
We'll see. You
know, I really want to go back though.
Go around the world.
So what are you guys doing? Like, you last time we talked to you, you were starting with like Pittsburgh, Philly,
Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Washington.
Nice. Okay. And those are the three first the dates three first to dates, see. Like, are we going to be doing 8,000 seaters or 200 seaters?
More, whatever. So, right now, we're still going to remain around the 200 to 900 seaters.
That's like a big fucking.
That's a huge room.
That's like
big
saying,
I'm not saying my dick is between. I'm not saying
my dick is between 3 and 19 inches long.
Oh,
yeah.
Sexy.
Congratulations. Yeah. But I mean, it's just
like the whole 4 inches.
See, depending on the places, some places don't have little rooms. You know what I mean? Some people don't have rooms of 100 people or 200 people. So
and plus, just go like that's the thing I noticed with Suzette Good. Like when for the Europe trip, like every person I flew out, you guys, you're not going to be flying out. Like
yes, we
18
are.
People.
No, we're not gonna fly to them.
But
like
every person I brought out, it cost me 5 G's per person to bring out.
Yes.
So like every show, like when we're doing like if we're doing a 1,000-seater, I'm making a bit of money. But when like the shows that I'm doing, like in Toronto, it was a fucking 150-seater. So even if it's just me and Pantelis that flew out, that it, like I lost money on that show.
But then again, the thing is, we're going to the States, so it costs less money to fly people in the States. We're not going to be 18.
Yeah, and they're not going to be in Brussels.
We're not going to be 18. It's probably going to be like five of us.
Yeah.
But it's five of us, and it doesn't cost as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And on top of that, the fee that we charge is going to be in U.S. Yeah. So let's say we charge $35 or $40. You transfer that to the U.S., that's fine. That's on 200 seats.
Yeah. Starts adding up.
Good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're not going to spend as much as you are because we have less people. And on top, like, we're not filming. Like, we're filming it, but, like, stand-up crew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's two people. It's not a podcast. We're not trying to rebroadcast.
Yeah, I brought a goddamn crew.
Yeah. Like,
film crew. My Europe thing cost me 100,000 euro.
Absolutely.
For four shows. 100 goddamn thousand euro, which that's is 150,000 Canadian.
Yep.
I could have fucking flew.
Like, it's good that you have the fans that you have to be able to do that.
Goddamn.
Because that's a whole ass lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a whole production.
Yeah.
That's a whole fucking production.
If I had kids, they would all have crazy crooked teeth. Because Daddy wanted to go to Europe.
Daddy wanted to go to Europe. But but at the same time, like I was talking to Eddie King, and this motherfucker was talking to me about you. He was talking about us three, and he was like, "You guys do shit. You do what you want just because you want to do it, or it's a good."
Because it seems
good,
fun.
It's a funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, which is the best way to live. That's the Mike mentality.
Yeah.
Why did you order a jet and start bone gag? That was the answer that I got.
What do you want me to do?
It's a good story to tell later.
Yeah.
Why did you do it? Because I can and it's fun?
Yeah, Mike said something like that. He said at one point, this can be a good story. I'm upset right now, but this can be a good story.
I heard you say that, so it's really funny. But $150,000—that's a lot.
That was expensive. But I didn't pay all of it. The Montreux Comedy Festival people paid like 100,000 euro, and I think they paid like 60,000 euro. So it only cost me 40,000 euro.
Still,
that's absurd. Which is a crazy expensive.
Still,
yeah,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
if you think about it. But then again, you make a lot of money and then you give back, so that's good. It's like a small times Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I'm a small times Mr. Beast.
You're Mr. Monster instead of
curing a blindness. I'm making fun of blind people.
Small steps.
Yeah,
right.
I don't cure blindness. I have been the cause of mental retardation.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing that you do that. And you're able to like to give back to your fans. Like it's
you don't have to.
Why would you go to France?
No, yeah.
You don't have to. You can do the same goddamn thing from here. Yeah. And it doesn't change a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I noticed in Toronto how grateful they were.
They were so happy to see us.
Nobody Canadian goes to Toronto. Nobody French exactly. Nobody that's French Canadian goes there for the French Canadian out there.
Mm.
When we think French, it's only Quebec and that city. We don't think about Northern Ontario. We don't think about the Maritime. So people went
Alberta.
Every time Chipagan. Hi. Anyways, people with no beer.
I only think about the Aboriginals. I think about them.
Absolutely. You do absolutely nothing, but you think about them.
I think about them. Sometimes I giggle.
Yeah.
But I think.
But that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that you do that.
Yeah. It was fun. Like all of the show. This is how crazy, though. Like, the first night we were doing stand-up in English, and it was kind of a test because Live Nation wanted to see how I'd sell, and I wanted to see if I liked working with Live Nation.
Right.
And their standards are so fucking low. Because we only sold like 200 tickets. And I was like, okay, so fuck it. I'm not going to come back. And they were like, this is amazing. We didn't lose money. That was
there. Yeah, that was there.
They were like, we didn't lose money. It's incredible. We have a Canadian act that doesn't lose money.
Yeah.
And I was like, how shitty of a country are we?
Did they know who you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They knew or they heard?
No, they knew. Okay. Like, I met the guy from Live Nation. I realized, like, when we were talking, because he was like, hey, I saw that he knew me. Like, you know when you meet someone and you know that you've talked to him? So, yeah, he's a guy who used to be in Montreal. He's like, hey, man, it's been a long time. And I was like, yeah, it's been forever, because I was sure I met him like in the fucking 90s. And he was like, yeah, I saw you last year. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's been a long time, like a year. It's super long. And
you didn't know.
I didn't know. But I knew, I could tell that we had talked by the way he was saying, hey.
Yeah, that always freaks me out because the people that don't know talk to me like that. Hey, what's up, man? And I'm like trying to
do I know them
out,
or they're fucking
with me? What
the
fuck do I? And then like fucking 5 minutes into the conversation, I'm like, I don't know this bitch.
Yeah.
It ever happens that you play along until you get the memory and then you're like, oh, that's where I know them from. And then you're like, okay, now I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll just play along until I figure it out. I'm like, oh,
but sometimes I'm just like, wait, where? From where?
Yeah.
Cause
that's the best way I think to handle it.
From where do I? Because
you have so many people that pretend like, "Hey man, do you remember me?" And you're like, "Yeah," man. And they're like, "Ah, we've never met." And you're like, "Oh, you fucking asshole!"
Ah, well, I'm never gonna forget
that. Yeah, I know. I remember that we never met. Fuck out of my face. but yeah, I it's better to go like straight up and be like,
yeah, tell the truth.
Where
that's my purse.
Just from where, and then they're gonna tell. Oh, I've never met. Yeah. Cool. Carry on.
Yeah.
Where do I know you from?
Fuck
I know you from this. Oh, okay, cool. Carry on.
Homie, I watch you on the YouTubes.
You hard, B.
Yeah. Why you so hard?
You hard, man. I fuck with you heavy. You fuck with me heavy.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a weird thing that people say.
People say some weird shit.
People say some weird shit.
Yo, how's the internet beefs? You still beefing?
We're not beefing. We just say some stuff and we laugh it off.
We're not beefing. They're beefing with us.
People are beefing with us. But no, it's not. We just call people out and that's it. And we get called out too. It's just that we don't take it personal.
Well, it's not. It's just
but right now there's nothing. There's nothing really.
Oh, it's slow?
It's just a girl named Just Smelly Things.
Oh, her
just Smelly Things?
Just Smelly Things.
But oh, just
Smelly Things? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Her real name is Just Pearly.
Just Smelly Things. It's a podcast about her vagina.
She just grifter.
Yes, grift. That's a good word.
She's a grifter.
She's grifting.
What's her beef?
She's not a beef. It's just a blue pill girl.
Yeah.
And just regurgitating everything that the blue pill community says without making any sense of it.
She believes that black people should not have the right to vote.
That's not what she said.
No, that's just me. That's just me. Sorry.
Okay. She's stupid.
Sorry, I was mixing it up.
You're stupid. You're
with my
stupid.
Manifesto. I'm so sorry.
Is she a black chick or
no?
A white
no,
chick?
No, no, no. Okay. Yeah, this is black. I was just.
She's not white. She's not white. She's pale.
Okay.
Yeah, she. It's like a logo.
Light skin?
Mine and your names. It's like that.
That's her.
Okay.
Oh, poor girl. Her views are plummeting. Poor girl.
Really, she's losing views because of all this.
Because she.
So wait, so Grill, I've heard her say some stupid, this is the stupid shit that I've heard her say. I heard her say like, you know, she'll talk, like as just a guy at a bar sometimes. So she's like, man, the thing about women is, you gotta get your shit together. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like shit like that.
She's like, women past 25 are past their prime and they're not good.
Finally, someone said it.
she says, People want a girl that, you know, she's docile and is not on the forefront and always talking.
I'm subscribing right
she
now.
Wants,
this is
she says, you know, people like women, like if you're not a virgin, you're not worth. That bitch is not a virgin.
If she's you're 26, not a virgin.
She's 26 years old. Okay?
Who wants a 26-year-old virgin?
Muslims.
No. For real. Imagine like meeting a chick that's 26 that's never been with a cock. Like you're like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Just a cock. Yeah. Talk about lesbians.
Yeah. Unless she's the type of virgin that's like sucking dick and everyone's fucking her in the ass.
I'm a vag virgin.
You're like, every time I fuck my new wife, my virgin wife in the pussy, shit oozes out because her asshole doesn't close anymore.
I think it's a medical condition. Yeah, it's called three guys fucking at the same time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I got the image stuck in my head.
I knew a girl like that.
Every fucking poop just squirts.
Oh.
you have diarrhea?
Shit
no.
Squirting on your balls every fucking pump.
Jesus fucking Christ, my guy.
So, 26-year-old virgins.
Yeah,
anyways,
whatever. But it's not a beef. It's just whatever. So I have no beef. It's just, we're just doing this, man.
Wait, is she the one talking shit? Wasn't it the black guy on that show that was talking shit?
She was part of
that old show.
But then they all turned on her because she invited at some point Nick Fuentes, which is a huge
white. Wait a second. Nick Fuentes, the Spanish-named white supremacist?
Yes.
That guy's...
There's a Spanish-named white supremacist?
Yes. Nick
Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes.
And yeah, yeah. And
but he'll argue he's not a white supremacist. He's a white enthusiast.
Okay. Yes. But she invited him, and he was saying some outlandish shit.
Like?
About you guys?
About black people. No, and she didn't dispute none of
that. Yeah, that's what I meant when I said you guys.
You people. What was she saying about you people?
Yo.
What did she say, though? For real, what did he say?
Oh, man. I think she said something about black people being not as smart or whatever, whatnot. Some outlandish shit.
And he's like, yes.
Holler crew was like, you're not going to defend. Like,
he said black people are not smart. And she's like, you're making great points. Carry on.
Continue. Well, I can understand how, I can understand how slavery was really embellished. And I'm like,
embellished?
Oh, what a dumb bitch.
What are you saying, my girl? And then she didn't say nothing about that. She didn't push back on it. She's like, yeah, but that. She just went,
it's like, that's a good point. You don't like getting fed? You don't like having a place to stay?
Oh, my days. But the whole people that, the people that she, the other podcast that she's on, all of them, they're black.
Is that show ever live, though? So, like, if because that's the type of thing that she could have been like, you know, that show I did with the guy that was talking shit about black people, and I was just saying,
remember we said slavery,
yeah. Go on. Bravo, good man. Maybe we should cut that.
Remember when he said slavery was cool? Can you cut me cheering? Yeah. Or do you have to keep that
can
in
can you cut me going, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. None of that was good. So, yeah, people are not. They're just like,
God damn. What a dumb bitch.
I'm kind of liking her now. This is ridiculous. There's a level of stupidity that I started appreciating.
She's so stupid.
It's not her fault.
What a stupid bitch.
It is, but
so she brought a white enthusiast on to talk just about race stuff.
Different kind of stuff. And yeah. It she was not pushing back on none of that. And yeah, people are starting to call her out on her shit. Even she was on Piers Morgan.
I was gonna say Piers Brosnan.
She was on Piers's show. She was on Piers's show.
And
there was another like super feminist girl that was there. She was saying some outlandish shit so much that Piers didn't say nothing. He was like, at some point he started the camera like, ooh, these bitches are going at it. I'm not gonna interject. For Piers not to interject.
You're both dumb.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I still have a stare in my head that I'm laughing at. Is her asking the guy, so you're saying black people are stupid? And he's like, yes. He's like, huh, I thought you had controversial opinions. And then the editor's like, sure, boy. You want to keep that in there? This is crazy. This is bad shit crazy.
Like, for Piers to make sense, you made Piers make sense. Well, because Piers was shutting up, but anyways.
You know how bad you have to be to lose subscribers on YouTube?
Yeah.
Like, there are people that you stop watching their videos, but to actually unsubscribe, you have to hate that person.
Yes.
But she turned hateable. Her own crew turned against her. She's never.
But I don't think, like, she's losing subscribers. I think, like, the views.
Okay.
For the number of subscribers that she has, I'm like, the views are the latest views. Are not that great.
Do you think it's because the videos people are like, I'm tired of hearing about how women are stupid or whatever she does?
I don't know what it is.
Because sometimes you get tired of that.
I think the people that are at some point, some people, they have views like that and stuff like that. They have a lot of,
I'm going to cut.
I
wasn't drinking, but because I drank a lot tonight, so. But I had two waters.
balance.
Two small waters.
I'm good.
Like, they're just watching you for entertainment.
Hate watch.
They're not even, they're just not even here. What is this dumb motherfucker going to say? The same way we was watching Jerry Springer.
Oh, that was good.
I was like, what are these dumb fucking.
Underappreciated.
Yeah.
Underappreciated.
Jerry Springer. Is
that motherfucker died? Or was it?
Yeah, he died.
No, Jerry Springer's not dead.
No, he died a few months ago. Yeah, I thought.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think he died. Yeah.
God damn it.
That was one of the saddest days of the calendar year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for
April 27th.
Yeah, there you go.
What did he die of?
I think AIDS.
Cause of death. pancreatic cancer.
Okay, that's bad.
Oh, that's not as funny as I was hoping.
You know what it was going to be?
I was hoping
a guy threw a chair on
his head. Yeah, I was hoping something hilarious, like a fucking some hillbilly.
He got in between two transsexuals fighting and he was murdered.
Yeah, he was the best. He was the mayor of Cincinnati. And he stopped being mayor because he paid for a prostitute with a check.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
That, like, There are many ways to pay for horse.
Especially in the 70s or whatever it was. Like that, everyone paid cash for everything. People used to buy cars with cash, and he was like, let me get my checkbook, whore. Do I pay it out to you or to your pimp?
Yeah.
So it is Mr. Dolomite?
Yeah. He wrote it to Shaft. But Jesus Christ, that's what happened. But then that people liked him because of that. He became, that's how he got the show. Because people were like, you know what? Yeah. There's something about that. Like, he was just so honest. He's like, I bang hookers. Sometimes I got to bang hookers with city funds.
Yeah.
And people were like, you know what?
I like. And the hillbillies on that show were so good.
Yeah.
You can't be a white supremacist if you've ever seen an episode of Jerry Springer.
No, you're like, ah.
You're like, so oh, our like, race.
That's our people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look, this is a funny thing you bring up. If you look at every single country, you look at any race you want, but you actually look deep, you're like, there's no supreme race.
If you look at Jerry Springer, there's none.
There's none. There's no supreme.
There's everybody was like, oh my God.
There's supreme animals.
Yeah.
I believe it's the dogs because they're the nicest. The dogs are nice. Octopus seems smart. Dolphins,
yeah. Octopus
monkeys,
seems right.
Ape creatures are probably on the top there, but we're bottom. We don't fit in. We're dicks. We need clothes all the time.
I'm not sure octopus are that nice, though.
I didn't say nice. They said they're smart. They're very smart.
No, they're found.
And monkeys. Monkeys don't seem that nice.
They're not nice either, but they're fucking monkeys.
They've been found
monkeys.
To punch fishes for no reason.
That's funny as fuck.
Dolphins? Yeah.
No, octopus.
Octopus.
Oh, no way. They punch you eight times, bro.
Yeah. They
just punch. There's videos of just octopus randomly punching a... randomly punching fish.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, dolphins are smart, yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best, though.
No, they're not.
The first search.
My dog did an operation yesterday. They took out, like, from her remaining teeth, whatever was left, because, you know, she had problems with the teeth. So they had to sedate her, and I was all fucking super nervous because, like, you know, just so you know, whenever we sedate animals, like.
She's old as fuck.
Too. Yeah, when they go to sleep, they might not wake up. That's the scariest fucking thing to tell someone like me.
Yeah.
I was panicking.
A dog simp.
Yeah. But now
you would have killed the person to tell you.
I would have.
Look, your dog accidentally died. Well, you would murder that person.
Well, they didn't call me when they were supposed to, and it was like an hour later, and I was like, this is impossible. And I freaked out so much that I called. And it's like, ooh, give me a second. And I was like, if they tell me that my dog died, I'm gonna go fucking kill everyone in there. And then she's like, no, she's awake. She's in good spirits. She's high as fuck, you know? I was like, oh, thank God, because I was going to murder everyone. So then I went to get her. Now she's like, she has one tooth here. She looks ridiculous. Her tongue's fucking hanging out. But fucking little, she's high,
why
but in good spirits.
Because
remember the way I got her? She was all fucked up. She was, when I first adopted her, she was neglected. So
she
her
was
teeth
a battered dog.
Even though I cleared her teeth, the teeth were fucked up from 7 years of neglect. So now they were dying in the back. They were getting infected. So it's not good to have an infection in your mouth. It goes to her belly. It's not good for her kidneys. Yeah. So I had to risk it. I said, I feel like she's strong enough. Let me take the teeth out now so that her health gets better. Give her more time to live.
Now she would just eat mush food.
Yeah. No, yeah, but the thing is, I never got her dog food anyway. I cook for her, like,
and she's good
she
now. Though
she has for your dog.
Yeah, dude, she eats.
Let's go.
She eats salmon. She eats chicken. She eats
you
well.
Cook for your dog.
Yeah,
he cooked, and he cooks different meals every fucking meal, so that the dog doesn't go fucking chicken again.
Yeah, dude, my dog drinks bottled water.
Yeah.
Man, we're not the same. I cook for my dog. You cook for your dog.
Yeah, you know why? Because of the way I got her. Dude, she had like the worst
that
fucking life.
That has got to be the whitest
I feel
shit
terrible.
I don't think it's a white thing. His dog's life is our episode with Bogo. Started out as garbage, ended amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Every time I look at her, I think about that, like the beatings and all that stuff. And I was like, ah, fuck. I don't know how much time she has left. Because you have to remember, when I first got her, they told me, she has about a year to live. So I said, yo, this is going to be the best fucking year ever.
And now.
That was in 2017.
Yeah.
I did too good, bro.
You could, that's a bit much, cooking for your dog.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though.
But it made her healthy as fuck.
Yeah, but you're
dog food,
you're the same as him.
Because dog food's garbage, bro. Dog food's like worse than hot dogs.
I never tasted dog food, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, listen. Listen, if you're going to be one of my dogs, we're going to have to eat dog food together. We're going to have to eat cans of dog food together, so we're road dogs.
This is where this friendship ends.
Come on. but dog food, I know from how they make it. They make it just like hot dogs, and even worse, it's all shitty stuff. It's like feeding your kid McDonald's.
Dog, they lick their ass. Mm.
They can lick their ass, but if you want them to stay healthy, you need vitamins. There's no nutrients in that shit.
And to be fair, if you were flexible, you'd
probably
do the same.
not for nutriment factors.
No, no, definitely, no,
exactly,
not.
Definitely
no, no.
not. I hope not.
Just fucking.
You're like, I'm lacking protein. Yeah. Let me suck my dick. No, yeah. bro, no.
Why are you sucking your dick? I'm hungry.
No,
I'm
bro.
I had a light lunch.
I'm on this diet.
Yeah, so it just became a habit because we thought she's not going to survive a year, and then she's got more and more progressively healthier.
Yeah, she just
you walk in
a
room, you said, dude, sucking his own dick. What are you doing? I'm on a cleanse.
what are you doing? I'm on Atkins. My dick is Atkins.
This is intermittent fasting.
As opposed to intermittent fisting.
I'm doing intermittent fisting.
So Toronto, I did like. We're gonna be honest.
Yeah,
I did like
Toronto.
Toronto
was amazing.
This segue is awful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From fisting to Toronto.
Oh, we're getting to fisting. I did like Toronto. A lot of crackheads. But like any big city, there's a lot of crackheads.
Yeah, just more.
We had an amazing house again.
Amazing house again. Basically, the mansion life.
Basically, yeah, it was Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Atlanta.
Yeah,
2.
It was nice.
Was there a house in the back?
There wasn't.
Atlanta, I think, was better because the house in the back.
Yeah. Atlanta was a little nicer. The rooms were the same, but Atlanta, the outside was nice. Mm-hmm. Toronto, the outside was fucking garbage. So it looked like a shithole. And then you went inside and you were like, God damn it.
Mm.
Like, it was a rich person house that the rich person didn't want the crackheads to steal.
Yeah. Mm.
So it looked shitty from the outside.
It was a fat chick with a good personality.
Yeah.
What? It was a fat chick.
Fat chick with a good personality.
That's what it was. You thought you were like this fatty, and then you're like, oh, this is awesome.
That pussy tight.
She's amazing.
What's the next fight that we're going to see?
I bought tickets for Olivier on the 23rd.
Okay.
New York.
Remember when we went where GSP was sitting?
Yeah.
That I bought 8 tickets.
That's what's up.
Front row, right on the side.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Who's going?
Like a dummy that fucking spends $150,000.
It's the semis
for a trip to Europe.
I mean, I spent. Never mind. So we're gonna be there on the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be like doing a in and out between the 19th and 26th.
Yeah, true.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. So I'm gonna go with 23rd there.
We're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
No. What's on the night? No one yet. Like I just bought the tickets and didn't tell anyone yet.
I knew.
Oh, you told me.
I told you and I told him.
So you didn't tell.
But don't tell this guy.
So there's 5 people left. 5 spots left.
Yeah, I've my girl coming with me because she likes violence.
No
now.
Shit.
Yeah,
she likes violence because what you? Because
Mike fucking shows her violence all the time.
No, because she used to really like boxing, mm-hmm. and she saw UFC and PFL as being like barbarians. And then I was telling her, I was like, fucking boxing, they get hit in the face and they're borderline fucking brain dead, and they don't stop the fight. Whereas fucking MMA. As soon it gets violent so quickly that they stop it right away,
and
so it's
get
less
suspensions
dangerous.
After people don't understand this. After an MMA fight, they get suspended. People think it's because they did something wrong. It's not. No, the medic is gonna check you, and he's gonna suspend your ass for 6 months. Like you're not gonna sign like in another 3 months. Your fucking ribs are broken, so you're suspended.
Yeah,
and you're gonna see me again, see how that is, and I can prolong your suspension. When they suspend someone after a match, it's because they're broken.
Yeah,
so they actually take care a little bit more.
Yeah,
of
way more,
way more, boxing, way more. Health wise, way more.
And see, like the PFL too. One
monetary
thing
wise,
they
not
do.
As much.
That's better than the UFC since they know they got to fight in another 3 months. Fighters are very respectful.
Yeah.
So when they're beating a guy and they know he's down, they won't punch him like 2 extra times to hurt him.
Just to make
like
sure.
They might do in the UFC.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I beat this guy, it's over. And she really liked that. Like when we went to see, it was UFC we went to see, but a guy get knocked down, they stop her right away. Like after one fight, she was like, oh, I fucking love this. And it was funny because she was talking to her mom before the fight. And she's doing like a FaceTime thing. And I hear her mom say, she was like, look, if you're not comfortable, you can leave during the fight. Because she thought like I was like this fucking like a thug going, come on, bitch. We gonna watch these men fight. And she was like, you can leave. You don't have to stay for the violence.
And I've met your girl. She could fuck you up.
No, yeah, probably. And then the next day,
yeah, probably.
The next day, like, she called, she was like, it was amazing, it was amazing. Yes, I'm going to bring her down.
Just breaking news, USADA is going to be in the PFL.
I saw that. I love that they used the photo of Oli.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Like, we're testing him.
He's like, am I just the face of PFL or Peds?
Yeah.
He brought that shit. And I asked him if it was a good thing, and he said, yeah, because when we went to see the PFL, I was under the impression that a couple of them guys were juiced.
Yeah.
Juiced. And actually, 11 guys.
I think
guys,
some of them might have been gay, too. But I only say this because Poseidon was sucking one of their dicks.
Right.
But I don't know. It's new age. I don't know. It's a weird decision.
At the end of the day, Poseidon needed protein.
Yeah. There no, he's not the gay one. He's out there performing a fucking service.
Yes.
He's servicing these men.
And just getting protein.
Mm. Oh, okay. So
you know, I was getting the drugs out their dick.
Yeah, that's
right. Through their dick.
How did it taste, though? Do you think they were on drugs?
Very acidic.
Okay.
Drugs.
Drugs. That's definitely drugs.
Too much testosterone.
Good job, by the way. I don't like the way you saw us testing. Suspicious.
Last card.
The last fight that they just had right now, you mean?
Yo, 11 guys.
Oh, and you saw fucking Tyson Nganu Fury.
In Abu Dhabi.
In Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, I'm buying tickets. And then I was like, I am not going to Saudi Arabia.
It's a scam. Ain't shit.
It's an exhibition, you think? Huh?
It's an exhibition.
Yeah.
Just like every time that Floyd Mayweather was fighting whoever the fuck in Japan and shit.
Yeah, because Nagano.
It's a scam.
I think it's for money.
It's a scam.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a scam.
No, because I mean, Nagano's going to fight in the PFL. Just signed. He's not going to.
That was PFL.
It is a PFL promoting it.
What?
It's a PFL fight.
Oh, because I was thinking the PFL would not risk. Because honestly believe in a regular boxing match, the guy that has experience would probably beat him.
Tyson Fury could fuck Francis Ngannou up so hard. Because they're two different sports.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's like comparing Will Ferrell with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like, Will Ferrell is fucking hilarious. In a movie, Will Ferrell is way funnier than Dave Chappelle in a movie.
But in stand-up.
But put him on stage, Will Ferrell sucks dick.
Chappelle runs circles, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this isn't... Like, if they were fighting MMA, Ngannou would fuck him up. Even kickboxing, he'd fuck him up. But regular boxing, he has no chance.
That's why it's shocking. Why would you risk...
And they're both the same age.
Why would you risk a star that you just signed? Why would you risk his reputation?
He left UFC because of money. Mm. You think him fighting in fucking Saudi Arabia is not going to be money? Oh, that's crazy. That's money... That's more money that he could ever make in his whole career in UFC.
Yeah, you're right.
Just that fight.
Because he signed with PFL.
Just if he gets a percentage of the pay-per-view.
At least $50 million off that fight.
Forget that. He could never make that in his whole career of UFC. Yeah. Why do you think?
Did you see the white South African? I think he was saying I'm gonna be the only real African champion. Because all of the UFC guys that are African live in like Adesanya lives in New Zealand and
Usman. Yeah, but you know what? Then I agree with the South African. He's right. He would be the only African.
But
really
it was funny because like he was saying, I'm the first African. I'm the only real African. And then they called him out, and he was like, I never said that.
Oh,
and
really?
Then you see him going, I'm the only true African.
He might be in that context, the fact that he lives in Africa still, but the Africans that they have in the UFC are killers. Who's he going to beat?
He's not going
to
beat anyone.
He's supposed to go against Adesanya.
Adesanya is insane, bro.
And Adesanya is so funny because he's like, I dream about punching him and just calling him the N-word
as I hit him.
And he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Adesanya's
and the
crazy.
Guy he was with was like, you're gonna, and when you hit him, you should say, "And you want to be one of us?"
That's amazing.
I think he's gonna do exactly that.
But what if
he
loses?
It's gonna be amazing.
Like, he's gonna lose, and then another one bites the dust. On to the next one. I mean, you win some, you lose some. Whatever.
Oh, and this is total change of subject. But what's that guy's name? The actor. The guy.
The only one.
The actor from
Black White?
The fat guy with the curly hair.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I drank too much. Jonah Hill, you saw what happened?
Yeah, we did a video on that.
Okay.
I'm not too sure about what happened.
We did a video on that. So what happened was his girl, like the way Abba knows about this.
This is his ex-girlfriend right now? He just had a baby.
Peep game. So Abba shows me the video where, or the thing where, you know, Jonah Hill's ex was like, yeah, he's abusive. And then I was like, oh, all right, cool. I read the text. And I'm like, he was setting his boundaries, but that's not abusive. He's saying, I like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. And I'm not going to have that. Mm. That's boundaries. If you don't like that, get.
Yeah,
you're not bound by this relationship. If you don't like that, get the fuck out.
I only have one problem with that whole text.
That being said, I thought this was recent.
No,
they used to go out like 3 years ago.
Yeah, this bitch. And I'm like, why are you?
Why are you?
There you go.
Yeah. Pulling that story out now when he moved on.
And he just had a baby.
A whole ass baby. And then, I waited after the baby just so that the mother's not.
Yeah, she said I didn't want to hurt the mother. Okay, so the mother, when she just delivered, finding out that her husband. Her boyfriend, her baby daddy, is a piece of garbage. That's good.
But he's not.
He's not.
No.
I have one problem with the text, though, that I didn't understand. The first thing says you shouldn't be, you can't surf with men or something like that. But
yeah,
I don't understand surfing. Mental. Surfing, aren't you alone on a surfboard? No one shares a surfboard.
Bro. No.
I just don't understand
you,
that.
You know what that means? With other men. You know what that means?
Yeah, you can't control who the fuck's in the water.
Like what, when you read the text message, like the whole thing, he seems crazy. You're like, go fuck yourself. She's a surfer. Of course she's going to have pictures in a bathing suit. Yeah. Of course she's going to surf with other dudes. But for him to write that means that she banged a surfer.
Well, because he said something in the text. Like, if these are people from your past that they...
That's the type of thing a guy that got cheated on would write.
Which is fine. Like, I don't care. Even if his things are out of the... Like, it makes no sense. Every night, I want you to make bread. He's just saying what he likes.
Yeah.
If you don't like, you say no, and you get...
I want shawarma every morning.
And he's being controlling. No, he's being controlling if he forces you to stay there and he's telling you do those things.
Yeah.
That's a different thing where he's just saying, I don't have this and that and that and I'm not going to have that. And
would
you leave and you're good. You already done left with the dude.
Yeah.
So I failed to see what's really abusive with that. It's funny
there's no abuse.
This is
no,
funny.
They
no
were saying
abuse.
That she was, she's saying no to that and she's setting her boundaries. That's what dude is doing.
Yeah.
He even says at some point in the text, like, yo, if you don't like it, it's cool. You could leave. Like, he wasn't forcing you to stay with
him.
So
I'm like, yo, what's the big thing with that? Yeah. People really like to, like, oh, well, yeah, he was in a position of power. They love to use that
other position of power thing. Go fuck yourself.
People in not, whatever.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, I saw all that to say, I saw what happened.
Are you guys jealous? Like, if your girl was there, because here's the thing. Whenever I read shit like that of a guy to defend the girl, whenever I see a guy going, don't wear a bathing suit, but you met her and you knew that she was a surfer.
Both sides are goobers.
They're both mental.
They're both goobers. Yeah. What you're asking, what you're demanding is stupid. I don't think it's abuse. But I think it's stupid. I don't want you to take,
Why are you dressed like a whore?
But it's fine. You, look at him looking at pictures of her.
Would you?
No. I'm paying attention to the program.
Like, if your girl was a surfer, would you let her dress like that?
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at her pictures. That's another thing I wanted to talk about because I never looked at her Instagram.
Pull the shit up.
Because she doesn't look slutty at all.
At all. I don't see what the issue is.
Would you mind if your girlfriend was a slutty surfer?
I don't care.
Like,
I'm
this,
him.
I knew what the hell I got
depends.
Into.
Like, none of this it is depends. Bad. None of this looks.
Go
up.
So if you, like, right, go down. Let's say like that right there, that one in the middle. I like this that one in the middle. No, the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Let's say
yeah.
that one. If your girlfriend was posting pictures like this, would you have a problem?
And go up.
I don't mind
one.
That one.
Go
like
up
if she's
one.
There, like
go up one,
showing
picture.
Her ass, like bending, like then I'd be like, yeah, this is weird, but this is the, I see nothing wrong with
go
this.
Go up one. How about that one? She's
this one?
No, the one in the middle. Click this on one? It to make it bigger.
I can't.
Okay, no.
But this one, right? Look you're talking her. About?
I can horn it up with these whore waves.
With the wave. like a squirter. She's squirting she's all telling over people the ocean.
I squirt. But also the way he described it in text, I thought pulling up her Instagram, I was going to see like fucking.
All of those pictures seem very cute and from the 1950s.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to be able to, I'm not going to label someone a creep from weird text like that.
No, I don't know the context.
I'm not going to label someone an abuser from, like, we don't have information.
But she gave off weird Amber Heard vibes. By bringing up shit three years out of context.
Like, you kept that shit in your back pocket and you wanna. That's weird. That's super sus. That's weird.
That's a girl that's pissed that he left her.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. He left her. You're having a baby? Okay. Well, guess what I could do? It's like, that's
like a goddamn whore.
That's weird.
So you wouldn't be, Poseidon, you wouldn't be jealous like that?
Nah, these are regular pictures. They're not. Like I
what
see.
Would it take for you to be jealous, Poseidon?
Are you ever like?
What would it take for
girl?
You to be jealous, Poseidon?
Jealous, Poseidon.
That's a good name.
Jealous, Poseidon. Like if she posted pictures?
Yeah, your girl.
Oh, like if she posted like really like provocative shit.
But what's provocative? That's the thing, because that's where the line is, right? Like, what would you consider is the limit? Like, if you, what about your chick working out?
Depends.
What do you mean depends?
Because it all depends.
So you don't want your chick doing Pilates?
No, because it depends. Because we know the thirst traps, right? On Instagram? The thirst traps?
Carry on.
I don't know what
a thirst trap is. Like, chicks will post stuff just for attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what most post.
So if she posts a thirst trap, I'm going to be a little against it. But if it's just a regular picture working out.
But what's a regular picture?
But I don't know. Like, okay,
so
look,
a thirst trap is her like bench pressing, but with a dildo in her mouth.
So thirsty for cock. Yeah, there might be a line there. Yeah.
That's very thirst trappy. Yeah.
Okay, like you see, I wouldn't be with a girl like this. Let's say.
Okay.
You wouldn't be with a black girl.
So how did you know what name to write on Instagram? I wouldn't be with a look at the
personally this is too much for me. I wouldn't be able to be with a chick like this. So but that's just me.
Are you saying that you wouldn't be able to be with her because she wouldn't want anything to do with you?
I'd be able to fuck her, but I wouldn't be able to have a relationship. No, she's out of my league. That's for sure. She wouldn't bat an eye at me. But you guys asked me, so I'm answering.
Okay, so her, even though you want to sleep with her, knowing that she would never sleep with you, you would reject her preemptively.
No. I'd sleep with her. Are you crazy? No, I wouldn't date her.
Let's say right now, she doesn't take pictures, but your girlfriend goes to the gym like this. What would you say?
Unacceptable.
Does your girl go to the gym?
Unacceptable.
100% unacceptable. What is this?
Did your girl go to the gym?
You're going to sleep at the... Well, like, what are you doing?
Okay.
What does she need to wear at the gym? Apart from a burqa, what does she need to have on?
Go fuck yourself.
What does your girl need to take with her at the gym? A robe? Like, where's the limit? Point with the cursor?
Yeah.
Where should the shorts go?
Where do the shorts end? At the ankles?
Right about here.
Like Bermuda.
Is that Bermuda? Like,
regular shorts.
Do they have to be baggy?
The regular shorts.
The knee.
Do they have to be baggy?
Over the knee. Way over, like at the thigh.
So you're a fucking, you're the, one of the old people from Footloose.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Can she dance?
But if you go to the gym like this, you're asking for attention. You're being a thirst trap. And I have nothing against that. I'm just saying.
You have nothing against her asking for attention except for the fact that she's
I have nothing against her, but it wouldn't be my woman.
So you do have something against it.
What?
So you don't mind her, but if you saw her in the street, you would throw rocks at her head.
No.
Like, that's haram.
It's haram. Get out of here.
If she was your daughter, you would drive into the Hudson River.
Like, if you would go to the gym, because you go to the gym.
Yeah.
And you would see that. Would you go up to a girl and be like, sister, come here, and then hand her like an Andrew Tate.
I would fucking whip the fucking Quran at her. Fucking pow, bitch. No, I'm joking.
These Muslims do be need to talk about
it. But your girl does work out. Does your girl need to wear like baggy shorts?
No, she wears leggings. She wears
a sweater. And a hoodie
yoga
that says
pants.
My boyfriend will rape.
No, but you guys, come on, admit this is provocative. So, like, who goes to the gym like this?
No, I know.
Like, that is provocative.
Like, I wouldn't care.
But it's provoked my intrigue.
I wouldn't care.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
So, but I think guys that are jealous, it's all insecurity.
Yeah.
So you think that
I don't think it is.
No, because sometimes you could be jealous because of what you said about Jonah Hill. Maybe she sucked the dick before.
It's like, I understand a guy being like, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of attention on my girl. It's not. It's insecurity. It's like, why are you doing this for? Why are you doing this? All that.
Yeah.
Like the I'm talking about him like saying she's got to wear fucking shorts lower than the knee. Like, I think a girl can wear shorts that are mid-thigh.
Yeah, but that's what he said, though. You didn't say that lower than the knee.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't. I said thigh.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Like, can she have shorts shorter than you right now?
Yeah, that's pretty slutty.
That is very provocative.
Well, your shorts are to your balls.
Yeah.
Can she wear shorter halfway where you are?
I guess, yeah. Proper shorts. It's not worn like underwear, yeah.
We almost see
your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just hugs her ass. That's it. That's all you
want. Yeah, that's fine. Bro, that's fine.
And how about having guys over?
Hi, preach.
Cover up, you slut.
How about having guys over? When you're not home. Like, if your girl invites guys over.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Guys from the gym.
Nah, bro.
She wants advice on working out, and they're all gym people.
Yeah. That doesn't fly in a relationship.
Her trainer.
It's her trainer.
Nah.
It's a trainer.
Doesn't fly in a relationship.
What if it's not gym related?
Regardless.
What if it's work related?
No guy friends.
No guy friends.
No guy friends.
Even her brother?
Well, no.
He's not a friend. He's supposed to be there. Okay. He's forced to be there.
Look how he's looking.
No guy friends?
What do you mean?
No guy friends.
At all.
Yeah.
She can't have no guy friends.
The only guy I find that weird in a relationship. Who's a lady.
Guy friends.
I personally find that weird in a relationship.
To have guys.
Not just the chick, but even if the dude has like girlfriends and they hang out alone, I don't know, I find that
you
weird for a relationship.
You just described him.
Yeah.
Like all of his friends.
But again, we're all different.
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. I don't speak on behalf of him.
Crazy.
I'm the same. We're the same. We're the same. He doesn't speak for all of us.
What about you guys?
He doesn't speak for all of us.
But I'm just saying, we all.
How about okay? So her brother is okay. Yeah. How about
her boss? No, her boss is weird. Her cousins.
Her cousins.
Her cousins is fine.
Okay.
100% fine.
How about her hot cousins?
100% fine.
Okay.
About her what defines a hot cousin?
Her cousins are good looking dudes.
I asked you what, and you're like,
what the fuck
bro,
did you say?
I don't gotta go into details. I wanna fuck these dudes. That's all
what
you need to know.
What the fuck did you say? Hey, yo.
I take back what I said earlier about the PFL. He wasn't doing it for vitamins.
What
I
the
think he's
fuck
a homosexual.
Did you say? Hey, yo!
Your cousins are
that's
just
what they
hot
do.
Dudes.
They dig enough, and whenever they dig, what they find? Okay.
Yo, you can't hang out with guys like some whore. Let me go talk to your guy cousin, see what they think about it. I'll be back next week.
You can't hang around guys and bring guys home.
Yeah, because I'll fuck them.
Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
You shouldn't have sex with your cousin Steve because his jizz tastes weird.
Hey,
jizz is disgusting.
Hey, yo.
But Barry.
Barry's got that sweet jizz.
He likes those pineapples.
Yeah. Fruit. He's a fruity fruit. Let me tell you. Oh, shit. God
yeah,
damn.
Fruity loops.
But the way he said it was so funny. No guy friend. At all. But what's a friend?
Like someone that bangs you technically isn't a friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Someone that bangs you isn't a friend.
Well, isn't just a friend.
But somebody that bangs you could be a friend as well.
No.
No.
What the fuck planet
you're
are
a
you
different.
From?
Yeah, you're a different.
I've never banged a friend.
You never had a fuck friend?
You never had a fuck friend?
What? I don't believe in fuck friends.
Yeah, because that's the boundaries are different then.
Yeah.
No. They're not a friend. Like, let's say a fuck friend that you're banging, you're not going to take her around. Like, it's like, okay, so now you're dating.
A fuck friend technically is a chick that you kind of like, but isn't girlfriend material.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's not a real friend.
But it's not a friend. You're not going to go to the movie. Like, you're going to the movies and then you're banging her.
And
that's kind of a date.
This is what happened.
Yeah, that's kind of a date. Yeah. So that I get. Obviously, you don't want to bang dudes, but that's not a friend.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what do you consider a friend? Like, what does your chick consider a friend?
I don't know. I haven't thought about
it. You know what
this.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at work, let's say there's a coworker there and they laugh a lot. Like, it's just fun at work and she goes home. That's a friend for her.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
But that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that's a friend. A friend isn't like, yo, this guy's trying to fuck her. Because then that's not a friend if he's trying to bang her.
Yeah.
That's something else. That's what I'm saying. So, guy friends, do you really have a problem with it, or you just don't want people banging your wife?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it. Like, if somebody's a friend at work or somebody's a friend at school, I don't give a fuck.
So the limit is the
only
the
place
venue.
You don't want to her to have friends is a bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lonely place. No friends in the bedroom.
No friends in the bedroom.
What can a friend go over? But not like to watch Netflix.
No.
Like they're working on a class project.
No.
Like it's her birthday. Can a friend bring a present, or he has to throw it from his car?
Oh, yeah, he could bring a present.
Okay.
Okay.
One a present.
But
yeah. Okay, but you have to
He has to bring one for me too.
Yeah.
And it better be cake.
Okay, so the boundary
And what
is
I mean by cake
cheesecake.
Is cheeks. Yeah.
No, 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 no. Hey, bro.
Cake over
bro, I was
here,
we were
boy.
Not
you.
So cheeks cake.
The boundary
cheeks
cake.
Hey, yo.
Cheeks cake. So the boundary is
cheeks cake.
Cheeks cake.
He can go over the house or go over to drop stuff off.
No,
but the boundary
weird.
Is...
In our relationship, I find that weird. Whether it's the man or the woman
So what I'm saying, but from what you said, let's say right now the guy shows up to drop off a gift to your girlfriend because they're friends. You're against that. You're like, this guy can't come here. But
why is he bringing gifts to my girl?
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
But why are they that close?
Yeah.
It's her goddamn birthday.
It's her
are
friend,
you
bro.
Angry?
Don't you have friends?
Huh?
Don't you have friends?
No.
That's a fact.
That's true. Don't have friends. No. How sad is that answer?
Assuming she's normal,
God
she might have a couple.
Okay, so hold on. Is that cool with you?
Bro. For my girlfriend's friend to bring her a gift?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What am I going to tell someone? You can't buy a gift for my girlfriend. That's retarded.
It's according to his basis. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he ain't got no friends.
Okay.
So that's his net neutral. So she's not supposed to have friends.
No, whoa, that's not what I said.
You better hope that your girl does know how to screen grab.
That's not what
but
I said.
How funny would it be if he tells his girlfriend, you know how to fucking surf? You can't surf. Yeah. And she's like, je surf, pas. That's fucking right. You're
listening. Damn
right. Now you're paying attention. She's like, I don't know what surfing is. But yeah, so even if you're there, what if you're at the house? And the friend comes and brings a gift. And then
that's cool.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Is the boundary the friendship or you not being there? Because like
me not being there,
things.
I found that all that
okay,
shit.
Okay, so it's not
the
gift.
The boundary is that it's because
you were making it seem like the gift was the problem, but now
no, it's not the gift.
It's not the gift the problem.
Okay,
it's just another dick that he's not sucking. Hey, no,
cheeks cake.
Let me ask you a question. This guy comes around here a lot. She's like sometimes, and I don't get to suck his dick. There's just free cock roaming around here, and I don't get to suck his dick. Listen here, whore. That's funny.
Well, he comes here, he makes me suck his dick.
Yeah. How about
and
if
you
the
go
guy
into
where's
the
my
room like a lady? You go into the room like a goddamn lady. This isn't for your eyes.
How about if the guy's ugly?
Oh, like retarded,
like
ugly.
like a disgusting ugly.
Nah, still unacceptable.
Like so borderline handicapped.
Nah, you just, know she doesn't
look,
have
I
standards.
Think, I think. Look, if we're all like friends and shit.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
You know Sonya Von Sasha?
Yeah.
You know the dude she bangs in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
How about if that guy was your girlfriend's friend?
And they chill alone and shit? Unacceptable in a relationship.
A paraplegic? A guy whose legs don't work? He talks through a microphone?
Yeah, she's only going to ever need two men in her life. Her father and me.
But it's not need.
What?
That's weird. Why would her dad bang
how
her?
Is that, that is so
her dad should
weird.
Not be touching her that way.
No, what?
She only needs two dicks.
No.
No. Two men.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. You guys are fucking putting me in a corner
two
here.
Men. Two men. He said two men. And not at the same time.
Okay.
Right?
So do you get the ass or the pussy?
Oh, goddamn.
The dad chooses. He made it. He chooses it. No, but so even with a guy that can't do anything, he's just handicapped and she's just talking to him like... Even that, because that is like, it's a paraplegic.
Can he suck his paraplegic dick?
Is that why you're mad? You're like, he can't get hard. Fuck this guy. He's not a real man.
He can't. I know Elaine. He can get hard.
Oh, now they're never being friends. It's done.
Yeah.
Oh, forget about it.
How funny would it be if Poseidon actually thinks, he's like, you could be friends with him, and then Mike's like, that guy could get hard. He's like, get back in the house. And you, I'm blocking the elevator. You're not going up those stairs.
You, yeah. Look, listen here, lady. You're waiting up
there's
those
no,
stairs.
There's no handicap access in my building.
Exactly, yeah. For a reason. I know what you handicaps are up to. Trying to fuck my there's, wife.
Y'all saw, what's his name?
Access in your girl's on. Pussy.
What's his name? The guy there, the scientist, bro.
Stephen Hawking,
bro. He had mistresses.
Yeah, he did have.
Can't
did,
trust
yeah.
his handicaps, bro.
Poseidon's not trusting anyone.
Can't trust his handicaps, bro.
Wheelchairs.
Bro, I don't trust myself. You think
one
I'm
day the bell
trust somebody that can't walk?
Fix the modem. Poseidon's gonna walk in, see red, beat the shit out of everyone. Take the modem and beat the guy and his wife at the same time.
Are you afraid?
You get this one over me, and the guy's like, "Je ne comprends pas, monsieur."
Are you afraid that you're gonna get too jealous for like random shit that isn't? Doesn't even exist.
What's too jealous?
No.
Define it.
Like just yelling at your girl for doing something that she didn't do?
Didn't
wait,
you?
What? What? What?
Yeah. Because you seem like you yeah. you see shit that doesn't exist.
Oh, like did you fuck Alain? She's like, I don't even know the fuck that is. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not understanding Easy the hyper. Question.
Like would you ever start an argument over something that's in your head that you have no proof on? You're just suspecting. You're like, it smells like dude in here. Or so like, would you ever start shit on that? Or would you investigate?
No, I would investigate.
Do you argue a lot with your girl?
No. We That's haven't argued lie. In a while.
Okay.
That's a lie.
We haven't argued in a while, actually. Okay. When we first moved
what
in, we argued
a
bit.
What's a while? Like a day?
A couple months.
Okay.
A couple months?
Yeah, a couple months. Okay.
Word.
When we first moved in, we were arguing a bit.
What was the argument about the last one?
Oh, just dumb shit.
I hope the last one was about a guy in a wheelchair.
No. I don't even...
That's
the worst part is I don't even remember.
The last argument.
You know
was this motherfucking handicap?
Oh, it was always dumb. We don't even remember the arguments.
She does.
I don't remember what they're about. Yeah, she remembers. Yeah. I don't.
She remembers if you gave her a crooked look. Yeah. As a chick, she remembers.
She's
if you
telling
gave her
all of her friends if she, that are ladies.
Chicks will remember, and they'll be like months later. Yeah. So that night, did you feel like they'll remember shit that you don't?
She can have gay dude friends.
Hold on. But what is gay? Because apparently,
but I gotta check.
But hold on.
How
but
do you check?
Oh,
he's finger or mouth?
I'm just saying.
If they
cheekscake,
don't let me suck
bro.
Your dick,
sir, it's kind of straight. Free your cat anymore, bro.
But so you're cool with her having gay friends, gay dudes?
No, I'm
so
just
you're
fucking
a
around.
Friend.
Yeah.
You're a friend.
Hey, I'm an ally, bro.
Gay friends? Are she allowed for real? I never thought about that. That's a good question. Gay friends? Is that cool? Three gay guys.
This motherfucker said ally.
Three gay guys.
Bro, I don't know
that's
what you're asking.
Truth.
These are all hypotheticals,
that's
bro.
But I didn't think that's
about,
a good question.
How about
they're all hypotheticals.
Because bisexuals kind of look gay, but they're not gay.
No.
So but how do you know? How can you tell the difference between a bisexual and a gay guy?
You gotta
the
check.
Way he talks to her.
Because you know the Fab Five, the queer eye for the straight guy,
what
guys? The one from Montreal isn't actually gay. He's just
a
bisexual guy.
That's funny.
And he's like bisexual. And I read an article about him. And he said he had never had, he only had girlfriends before being
so
on that show.
So he just says he's bisexual. Never fucked them. He's
so,
like, I'm making money.
So he was kind of like a gay straight guy.
And he just played hard to
but
get.
Bisexual, that's like gay with a lot of steps.
Yeah, no, but he, and now like, I'm pretty sure now he's only banging dudes because he's like, I'm a millionaire.
That's gay.
Or I could go back to banging chicks, and I'll just be the effeminate guy that makes $17 an hour.
No, let him bang dudes.
Yeah. So how about that guy?
No, that guy's not to be trusted. He flipped to a, Poseidon. I beat him to it. That guy's not to be trusted. He flipped
this
around.
He's gonna
fuck Poseidon and his wife.
What? Why do you have a picture of a couch?
This was a bisexual couch. I love bringing this up when every time we talk about bisexuals, because he said gay with steps. And this was on Amazon. It was a couch. When you change or to end.
Bisexual couch.
Yeah, nobody believes you.
Or to end, nobody believes
you. And it became a huge meme and it was hilarious.
I'm having a stroke. When you change, nobody or end, no. I don't know what
exactly. But exactly. It'd be
when you change
or to end.
Or end.
No, it says when you change or to end, nobody believes you. So it's basically if you say... I bang chicks or dudes or chicks and dudes. No one's going to believe you, but it doesn't make... This is stupid.
Yeah.
This
I
is
was bringing this up.
There's so many hands, so they make all of the bisexuals look like fucking grabby. Oh,
I got
fucking
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got it. I'm just fucking.
This is why we can't take the gay serious.
And nobody believes you. All right, cool. Yeah, I get it. Jesus Christ, I'm slow.
Why would you want that on your couch? Like, I don't have a couch that says I bang chicks.
But I, dude, I was thinking about this. I want to write a bit about it, about flags, about, you know, because it's not just a gay flag. There's, if you look, there's a whole, there's a lesbian flag. The lesbian flag is the only one with weapons on it. There's two axes on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Crazy.
So there's all flag for anything. Pansexual, they have their own flags.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was thinking about it, because normally a flag, like, it represents something like, hey, I'm Greek, I'm Canada, I'm military, I'm stuff like that. There is something funny about you yelling, I suck dicks! I suck. There is something funny about that, that we have so many flags.
I think they changed it
about
to this.
Sexuality. That's the lesbian
but
flag.
Then again, I'm pretty sure a lesbian feels more like a lesbian than a Canadian.
No, I know, but it's what you're saying with it, right? One, you're saying I'm a citizen of this country. The other one, you're saying I eat pussy. It's just a weird thing to yell out. But it is fun. Look at that.
That's a cool flag. That looks like a Viking flag.
That's the cool. That looks like a He-Man flag.
Yeah, the lesbians are the best.
Yeah, they have the best one.
Ask for what's the meaning?
Oh, what's the one with the fucking kiss?
That's a kissing. What's it called? Kissing lesbians. I think that's just chicks that get drunk and make out with other chicks. They have their own flag. They're very niche, the flags.
The double axe known as Labris represents the strength and feminism of homosexual women and was adopted into the lesbian community in the 1970s. The Labris is also featured within Greek and Roman mythology.
So they're just appropriating my culture, these lesbians.
Associated with...
I'm going to ask the government to step...
Lafria, Artemis, and...
Determis.
Yeah, so that's the lesbian flag.
Cultural, the lesbians, that's what they love to do, is appropriate cultures. Right. I'm actually sick of it.
Yeah, they're doing the Greek face.
They're doing the Greek face, and you know what? I'm sick and tired of them doing this. I would like to negotiate with one of these leaders, as long as they look cool, and we'll talk about it. Ooh, lesbians. Can your chick hang out with lesbians?
No.
For real?
She can't hang out with lesbians?
Well, hold on. Hot lesbians or ugly lesbians?
Regardless.
Regardless? You think your chick would actually go for
spaghetti,
an ugly lesbian?
Spaghetti is straight until it's wet.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that a real expression?
That's a real expression.
Who says
Get
that?
Get the fuck out of here. Like, what is your girlfriend identify as? Linguini? You fucking goober.
Hey, she isn't half Italian.
Listen here, Goonie Goo Goo. She's
half Italian,
up,
right?
Spaghetti, get the fuck out of here, man.
Can I say something about Poseidon that I love that he said that? Because it fits his
and
character.
And he said that shit like he said something. Yeah, I said that shit.
What I love about what he says is it fits his character because Poseidon still is like, yo, gay is a choice.
Yeah.
And this bitch might choose to be gay.
Yeah. That felt very Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like, I love Poseidon's like, 100%. I'm against gay shit. But it's a hot dude. Bruh. You might convince me to suck a dick. Yeah.
Hey,
I love him.
Cheesecake, bro.
What does that mean?
Cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake.
Yeah.
Like cheesecake, but cheeks.
Oh, I didn't get that one. Okay.
The Booty Warrior.
Dude, Booty Warriors. That's a good name for a gay street gang.
That's a guy.
The Booty Warrior?
Yeah.
That's an awesome
name. The Booty Warrior?
What's his name?
There's a guy named the Booty Warrior?
That's what his name is, because he was talking about some shit. Like, it was a dude that they interviewed in prison.
Oh, no gay stuff ever happened.
That's so scary, meeting a guy in prison called the Booty Warrior.
If you watch the video, it's even worse. I want you, and I'ma have you.
If I
this
met,
was in the Boondocks.
We could, yeah, but this based on a real guy.
If I met the guy in prison,
in the States.
I would become the booty suicider.
Yeah,
I would kill myself right away. I wouldn't want to be. Says, I'm the booty warrior. I'd be like, okay, I'm just gonna commit suicide.
If they call you the booty warrior,
no. If I'm in a cell with the booty warrior,
I just have to shit yourself repeatedly.
The Booty Warrior?
No, but wait, hold on.
So he just fucks anyone he wants?
He's in prison. He wants.
Does he
you know
get
what?
Fucked?
Sometimes.
Fuck! I found it. Fleece Johnson.
More important than breathing. Yeah.
Because the Booty Warrior sounds like he gets fucked.
Nah, he fucks.
He fucks.
He gets a salad.
He goes to war against these booties.
He goes to war with the booties.
There was also a dude like this in the UK, humongous
cock?
Black fellow.
Okay.
And,
that guy's definitely not allowed to hang out with.
And he would 100%. And then he would basically wait outside the gym, and he'd wait for dudes to get out, and he'd go and strike up a conversation with them, and he'd try to get them to hang out, and then to hang out, and then he'd basically try to rape them.
where is this guy?
In the UK.
Why
we're
would
safe.
He strike up a conversation if he's just going to rape them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he would like try and seduce them and bring them back. And
like,
then
you
want
to come to my place? I got a big I got food and the game, the football game. What
but
are
I found
straight,
I found the booty warrior.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. The real one?
Yeah, Fleece Johnson.
His name is Fleece?
About the Fleece some asses.
Fleece.
You put some song?
What a weird fucking...
When Lockup visited Kentucky
on
State...
on MSNBC.
I'm going to lower the volume a little bit.
Goddamn, Cabo's dead.
Oh, we have to listen to it. A very
different kind of homosexuality. A different kind of homosexuality.
We don't hear shit.
Yeah, we need volume.
Oh, sorry.
Hello? You guys here now?
Yeah.
All of them's horny.
He's not wrong. All of them's in horny.
None of them are horny, Fleece.
Put the volume up.
Oh.
What?
Oh, he's disgusting.
The story that Fleece told us was about the
I hope he raped this guy.
He looks into it. He looks into it. Security.
Penitentiary. Dude, why is he so happy that men are getting raped? He's a producer from MSNBC.
Booty was more important than food.
Goddamn.
A man's butt. It was more important. I'm sorry.
Why is it bugging you?
It was more.
I love that he's crying.
Having some booty was more important than drinking water, man.
I get it. That's a safe.
Hey, cheesecake, bro.
Johnson wanted to tell our crew how he used to satisfy his sexual desires.
You know what would be amazing?
Look at the fuck. How he hit a cigarette.
If he was telling the producers, he was like, I'll tell you what happens. But it's a secret. Come in this room with me.
And he looks good to me.
And Fleece Johnson isn't that big.
As I'm telling you what, I like you. No, I want you. And we can do this the easy way out of the hallway.
Oh, man.
The choice is yours, right?
Jesus, the choice is yours.
And it was always yes.
Johnson. It was always yes.
For the new generation of inmates.
Yo, but he's not that big, though.
Trouble from old timers.
You know, Fleece Johnson, charisma on Fleek.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah.
He's not that big, though. A lot of those guys are
charismatic.
But he's scary as fuck.
But I would fight if him. Someone told me we can do this easy way or the hard way is the best way.
Yeah, I'd fight him.
Because you're going to get fucked in the ass anyway. So.
But he said, I went up to him and I said, I like you.
I like you.
Thank you.
But I wonder what he, imagine like Poseidon,
thank you.
Oblivious.
Thank you.
I like you. Poseidon's
thank you. I like you.
I like you. I'm a pretty good dude. He's like, no, I mean.
It is a reciprocal, my good man.
I mean, I really like you. Poseidon's like, well, I don't know you well enough yet, but I might really like you. You seem like a cool dude so far.
And I want you. Yeah, you want me to do what?
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I don't like doing things. I'm in here because I'm a criminal. I cut a lot of corners. And then he's like, No. I want that ass. And Poseidon's like,
not my girlfriend's ass.
My girlfriend's or mine. He's like, yours. Woof, thank God, bro. Yeah.
You're good. You're a friend.
Yeah, you're a friend. But I can't give you my ass because that would be gay. Would you like me to pleasure you orally, sir?
I'm not going to give you my ass, but I'll suck you.
Fleece Johnson.
Hey, yo, Fleece Johnson.
I hope that Fleece Johnson is just in prison for something like parking tickets.
He just got out.
I hope he stole a TV and started raping
people. He just got out.
40?
Yeah, and he was in an interview, and it's like, the guy's like, so, well, since you got out, do you miss? And he's like, booty? Yeah. And he's married.
But what?
He's like, he misses
Wait, to a man or a woman?
He's just a gay guy.
He's talking about man booty.
He's just a gay guy that he's angry now that he has to bang a lady.
You think?
Yeah, definitely. You can't be having sex with all these men and not be a gay guy.
Yeah,
the whole
right.
fucking prison makes you gay thing is bullshit.
Of course, that's part of my joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just gay.
Yeah, you're just gay. If I was in prison, I'd just jerk off. If a guy tried to fuck me up the ass, I'd shit my pants all the time.
Remember what they told us when we went to the prison in Sherbrooke?
Yeah.
Do people do a lot of rapes? He said, not that many rapes, but everyone's just jerking up. There's semen everywhere.
Yeah,
if we took a blue light to this fucking place, it was a black light, you'd see cum everywhere.
It'd be lit up.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Were you there, no?
Yeah, no, I remember.
Must be. Oh, Okay. Yeah. Ooh, this shit must be clogged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's insane the amount of cum. It's the same as his bedroom when he's out of town for time. Yeah. Yeah. When the cousins are in town.
Oh, my. The hot cousins.
Hot cousins.
I hope I meet them one day and be like, oh, the hot cousins.
You it's met like, them.
Oh, I never met them.
Yeah, you did.
I've never met your girlfriend's cousins.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Please tell us
when
how
you picked
I
up your wife.
What?
For my girlfriend's birthday party.
I met your cousins. Are you talking about when I was her in the cousins. Car?
Yeah.
When I was in the car and my wife stepped into the car and I left.
Yeah. Well, you saw them.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, bro. I met. They were standing there.
So you saw.
That's insane.
When you were driving on the 40.
They I mean, you, hold on, hold on. You spoke. You spoke to them. They said hello and
I
everything.
I didn't speak to anyone.
Or they spoke to you, yeah.
There was one guy yelling.
Yeah.
That's it. There was one dude. Hey, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, merci. And then that's literally. Yeah. And I didn't know they were cousins. Well, one guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I meet them next time, I will ask them, are you the hot cousins?
Yeah.
And then they will ask, who described me as the hot cousin?
The guy that took your dick.
The guy that took
your dick. Gay guy.
The guy who's using your cousin as a beard, so we don't know he's gay. That guy. Beard is a good term we got to bring back.
Yeah.
Beard.
For what?
Beard.
When a gay guy is with a lady, the lady is a beard.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's your beard.
That's a good one. That, yep.
Yeah. I knew a couple of friends that I knew, man, because one of them I was sure that he was a gay guy, and then the chick, I was like, I kind of got lesbian.
Was a beard?
I got lesbian vibes from her, and then what ended up happening was I found out later that they were just both gay and just pretending that relationship so that their parents
they didn't
one
know either one
no they both knew
okay, they
it
both
was kind of
okay.
like you
they
know
were together
about.
So that their
okay.
parents
yeah, yeah but
that,
while they were together one was eating pussies the other one was sucking dicks
okay
yeah. And not the one you think
yeah exactly so it's pretty interesting that people still do that
yeah
it's a good term anyways we're back from Toronto, yep. Mike, but the Suzekut doesn't stop. If people want to catch episodes of Suzekut, they go to patreon.com/Suzekut. New episodes drop weekly. You can watch them live because Mike does them live from the bordello from around the world during the world tour of Suzekut. I have the Little Bell this Thursday. There's one this Thursday at Brassard. Preaches on that lineup. Sure. Poseidon might be hanging out in the back. Maxime Martin.
Are the hot
Charles.
Cousins coming?
The hot cousins might come out. They're fans. They're fans okay. of Brassard. People love.
Better not, I better not hear cock when I'm on. Poseidon is here.
So Thursday that's happening. Me and Preach and Emil, we have the outdoor show at Just for Laughs coming. There's a Montreal show going to be announced, which me and Preach are also going to be part of. You got the Nasty show. You're going to be hosting that shit every single night. So whenever they get
except
tickets.
Except the 22nd, I'm in Quebec City for Suzekut.
Okay.
The third biggest podcast in the history of podcasting. 10,000 tickets at the Centre Vidéotron.
That's absurd. Preach, Abba and Preach on the YouTubes. If people aren't subscribed, I don't understand what the fuck they're waiting for. If you want to get your news of what's happening, I get it from you guys because you guys talk about it, so I know it's worthy for me to know about it.
Don't get your news from us.
I do. That's where I get my news. Because or else I wonder what anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
So I go from them, and then they break it down, and I'm like, oh, that's what's happening. Okay, that's how I learned about Andrew Tate. It's from these guys.
Check us out.
Yeah. Check that out. Poseidon's online. It's ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. He has a website, IamPoseidon.com. Not me, he is IamPoseidon.com. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you, and go fuck yourselves.
Boom.
Damn. Okay.